ओम नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ shivam.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज योगा स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स। इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन कैवल्य प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम। ओम सहनावतु सहनौभुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। जन्मौषधिमन्त्रतपः समादिजाः सिद्धयः। जात्यन्तरपरिणामः प्रकृत्यापुरात्। निमित्तम् अप्रयोजकम् प्रकृतीनाम्। वर्णभेदस्तु ततः क्षेत्रिकवत्। निर्माणचित्तान्यास्पिता मात्रात्। प्रवृत्तिभेदे प्रयोजकम् चित्तम् एकम् अनेकेषाम्। तत्र ध्यानजम् मनाशयम् कर्मा शुक्ला कृष्णम् योगिनस्त्रिविधम् इतरेषाम्। ततस्तद्विपाकानुगुणानाम् एव अभिव्यक्तिर्वासनानाम्। जातिदेशकालव्यहितव्यवहितानामपि आनन्तर्यम् स्मृतिसाङ्कर्ययोः एकरूपत्वात्। तासाम् अनादित्वम् चाशिशो नित्यत्वात्। हेतुफलाशयालम्बनैः सङ्गृहीतत्वात् येषामभावे तदभावः। अतीतानागतम् स्वरूपतो अस्ति अद्वभेदाद्धर्माणाम्। ते व्यक्तसूक्ष्माः गुणात्मानः। परिणामैकत्वाद्वस्तुतत्त्वम् वस्तुसाम्ये चित्तभेदात् तयोर्विभक्तः पन्था। केचित् आहुः। सो सम् आस् दिस् क्वश्चिन्। ज्ञान सहभूः एव अर्थो भोग्यत्वात् सुखाधिपतिति। ज्ञान सहभूः एव, विद् दि हेल्प् ऑफ् दि ज्ञान सहभवः इति सहभूः एव अर्थः। दि अर्थ दि ऑब्जेक्ट् आल्सो एक्सिस्ट् बिकास् इट् इस् भोग्यत्वात्। दि ऑब्जेक्ट् एक्सिस्ट् इन् दि नालेज् विद् दि हेल्प् ऑफ् दि नालेज् बिकास् इट् इस् एक्स्पीरियन्स्. इट्स् ओन्ली एक्सिस्टिङ्ग् इन् दि नालेज् बिकास् इट् इस् एक्स्पीरियन्स्ड्. सुखादिवत् लैक् सुख एक्सेट्रा सुख एक्सेट्रा दे डोण्ट् एक्सिस्ट् एस् एन् ऑब्जेक्ट् एक्स्टर्नली. दे एक्सिस्ट् इन् दि मेण्टल् इमेज् दि सूपर् इम्पोशन् इन् दि मैण्ड्. देर्फोर् लैक् सुख विच् यु सी दि ऑब्जेक्ट्स् एक्स्टर्नली आर् आल्सो something which is superimposed on the mind. Tat etay takta etaya dwara sadharanatam vadamanaha purvotreshvaneshu vastu rupena apahnuvate. So because of that sadharanatam vadamanaha, by negating its normal say normal state, it seems as though it exists. So he says, so this sutra, since it is like it's a question kind of thing, it's a big sutra and it's kind of question, some people don't accept this sutra to be a part of the sutras. They accept that Bhagavan Vyasa has commented upon it. Yes, it is commented upon, but the sutra itself is a part of commentary. That is how some people accept. And there are other people who accept the fourth chapter itself to be written later. So, we'll see. Nacha eka chitta tantram vastu. Tat apramanakam tada kim syat. Na cha ekachitta tantram vastu. The object is not of the creation of a mind, single mind, because tat apramanakam, there is no pramana in that. Tada kim syat, so what? तदा किं स्यात्? सो वाट् नेक्स्ट् दि क्वश्चन्? एकचित्ततन्त्रम् चेत् वस्तु स्यात् तदा चित्ते व्यग्रे निरुद्धे वा स्वरूपम् एव तेन अपमृष्यम् अपमृष्टम् अन्यविषयीभूतम् अप्रमाणकम् अगृहीतस्वभाकम् केनविद् केनचित् तदानीम् किम् तत् स्यात्? एकचित्ततन्त्रम् चेत् वस्तु इफ् दि आब्जेक्ट् इस् अ प्रोजेक्शन् आफ् दि मैण्ड् वस्तु आब्जेक्ट्स् आफ् दि वर्ल्ड् इस् एकचित्ततन्त्रम् इस् दि प्रोजेक्शन् आफ् दि मैण्ड् देन् तदा चित्ते व्यग्रे निरुद्धे वा इफ् दि मैण्ड् इस् इन्वाल्व्ड् इन् सम्थिङ्ग् एल्स् आफ् दि मैण्ड् इस् कण्ट्रोल्ड् then swarupam eva tena apamrishtam, the nature of the mind itself is destroyed, therefore see the thought function is the one which projects the object, external object, that's what you say. Now the thought functions are totally controlled or it's not in the place, then the swarupam, the nature of the object should not be there in front of me, I should not be able to experience the objects of the world, therefore apamrishtam anya अन्याविषीभूतम् अप्रमाणकम् अन्याविषीभूतम् इट् हस् बिकम् समथिङ्ग् विच् इस् नाट् अन् आब्जेक्ट् आफ् दि सेन्स् देन् अप्रमाणकम् इट् हेस् नो प्रमाण वेल्यू इट् हेस् नो प्रमाण वेल्यू इट् इस् नाट् समथिङ्ग् विच् केन् बि ट्रान्साक्टेड् वित् वाट् इस् प्रमाण मीन्स् आफ् रैट् नालेज् what is that that which you are able to do transaction with vyavahara with, so that kind of state itself is not there. Agrita svabhavakam, then it is not, you are not able to grasp it. See, without the right means of knowledge, means of right knowledge, you will not be able to grasp the object of the world. Kenachit tadanim, by anything tadanim kimsya tatsyat, then what will happen to those objects? What happens to the mind? Sambadhyamanam cha punaschittena kuta utpadyate, and if it is related with the mind, how does it come back again? If the mind is related to the object, how does it spring up? How does it create itself? How does it present itself? येच अस्य अनुपस्थिता भागः तेच अस्य न स्युः, because whatever object you are able to see, the sense organs are able to come into contact with, they exist. And the objects that which you don't see, they don't exist. This is how you will have the knowledge. If the objects, the sense organ is able to contact with the object, have contact with the object, then you understand the existence of the object. The sense organ does not come into contact with the object, then you understand the non-existence of the object. See, this is how you understand the object's existence and non-existence. If it is so, then ekam nasti prishtam iti udramapi na grishyeta evam nasti prishtam. So I see somebody in front of me. I see their front portion, I don't see their back portion. Now, since I am not, my sense organ is not in contact with the portion behind, their back portion, I will say, no, since the back portion does not exist, the front portion also does not exist. I will not be able to understand, grasp the knowledge of the frontal portion also. Therefore, tasmat svatantro arthah sarvapurusha sadharanah. Therefore, you should not take this kind of idea that the objects are superimposition of mind. You cannot say that. You understand? See, I see an object, a pot. Only the frontal portion of the pot, my sense organs come into contact with. My eyes come into contact with, not the back portion of the pot. Now, since I don't see the back portion of the pot, I cannot say the back portion does not exist. A. Since I don't see the back portion of the pot, I cannot say the front portion also does not exist. B. So, these kind of confusions happen if you accept it as a superimposition of the pot. And C, there is another biggest problem. If the mind is not involved with the objects, if it is involved with something else, if my eye, see, I come and sit in the class, I have my eyes open, I have my ears open, All the sense organs are alert, but I am not in, my mind is not involved here. My mind is thinking about something in some other place. Now, even though my eyes are open, I am not able to grasp the object in front of me. Even though my ears are ready to grasp, they are not, because it doesn't have the relationship with the mind, they are not grasping the sound. Therefore, see, that is the see. Therefore, the object, if you say it does not exist, then that is wrong. Why? You have to understand, tasmad svatantro artha, the objects is, the objects of the world, they are not dependent on the mind of a single person. It is a general, svatantra means independent, and sarva purusha sadharana, it is general for everybody. It is not just independent, it is not just not dependent on the mind, it is common for all. That is why we already saw, see, this is what we already saw, see, if somebody does not accept this sutra to be a part of this sutra group, then there is no problem with it, because this is a sutra which we already saw. There is another sutra in third or second chapter where we said that this all the objects of the external world is sadharana, it is common for everyone. Purusha sadharanatvat. That is why even when one person realizes, the other, for the other, the object exists. We already saw this. Therefore, svatantrani cha chittani pratipurusham pravartante. And the chitta is independent, and it is how the it is involving, it is doing transaction in each body. Tayoho sambandhat upalabdhi purushasya bhogaiti. And because of the chitta and the sense object, when it comes in contact, the chitta grasps the sense object and it presents it to the purusha. Therefore, the bhoga happens, the experience happens. Tad uparaga apekshitvat chittasya vastu jnata jnatam. Uparaga apekshitvat chittasya vastu jnata jnatam. Tad uparaga apekshitvat chittasya vastu jnata jnatam. Tad uparaga apekshitvat chittasya vastu jnata jnatam. Tad uparaga apekshitvat chittasya jnata jnatam. Tad uparaga apekshitvat, if you break it uparaga, and if you say apekshitvat, you should not say apekshitvat. Uparaga apekshitvat. Akasavarne dirga, it becomes a uparaga apekshitvat. The sutra is akasavarne dirga. A plus a equal to a. A plus a is equal to a. A plus a equal to a. A plus A is also equal to A. Akasavarne A, when it comes with Savarna, Savarna means similar A, when it comes in contact with similar A, the Sandhi, according to Sandhi rule, it becomes A. It is same for E, U. Akaha means A, E, U. I, Un, R, R, A, E, U, R, R. For all these, it is same. This general rule, exceptions are there, of course. So, tad uparaga apekshitvat, tad the objects of the world, uparaga apekshitvat is dependent on the uparaga, in on the relationship with the chitta. Therefore, vastu tasya, vastu tasya, for that chitta, chittasya, vastu jnata jnatam, the vastu becomes known or unknown. It is dependent on the object coming into contact with the mind. Only when the object is coloring the mind, uparaga, rangarage, to color, meaning to make it itself, to the mind taking the form of the object. So, only if the mind takes on to the form of the object, you gain the knowledge of the object. If the mind does not take on to the form of the object, you don't gain the knowledge of the object. Ayaskanta manikalpaha vishayaha. Ayas అయస్సధర్మకాః సధర్మకం చిత్తం అభిసంబంధ్య ఉపరంజయంతి. అయస్కాంతమణికల్పాః విషయాః. సి నౌ హీ సేస్ అయస్కాంతమణికల్పాః. అయస్కాంతమణి మీన్స్ మ్యాగ్నెట్. వాట్ ఇస్ సిమిలర్ టు మ్యాగ్నెట్? విషయాః, నాట్ ది మైండ్. మైండ్ ఇస్ నాట్ మ్యాగ్నెట్, విషయాః ఆర్ మ్యాగ్నెట్. అండ్ దోస్ విషయాస్, ది మ్యాగ్నెట్స్, వాట్ విల్ డూ? ఇట్ విల్ అట్రాక్ట్ ది అయన్ ఫీలింగ్స్. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ది అయన్ ఫీలింగ్? చిత్త అయస్సధర్మకాః. ది ధర్మ మైండ్ చిత్త విచ్ ఇస్ సిమిలర్ టు ది అయః, ది అయన్ ఫీలింగ్స్ అభిసంబంధ్య. అండ్ విత్ రిలేషన్ టు దాట్, వెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ టు కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ దాట్, ఉపరంజయంతి. ది మైండ్ ఇస్ కలర్డ్, ఇట్ మైండ్ ఇస్ టోటలీ కలర్డ్ బై ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్. Therefore, ఏ విషయ ఉపరక్తం చిత్తం, సిన్స్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ టు ది కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్, ది చిత్త స విషయాః, చిత్తం స విషయో జ్ఞాతస్తతో అన్యః పునర్ అజ్ఞాతః. దెన్ వెన్ ది మైండ్ ఇస్ కమ్, వెన్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ టు కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ ది మైండ్ ఇస్ అస్ దో కలర్డ్, అస్ దో టేకింగ్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్. వెన్ ది మైండ్ టేక్స్ ఆన్ టు ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్, దెన్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఇస్ నోన్. When the mind does not take on to the form of the object, the object is unknown. The object becomes unknown. You don't gain the knowledge of the object. This is the difference. Vastato jnada ajnada swarupa swarupatvad parinami chittam. Vastato, but in reality, jnada ajnada swarupatvad, the object, the mind, it knows and it does not know. In both the state it exists. I know this because my chitta is the object is superimposed on the chitta, so I say I know. When the object is not superimposed on the chitta, I say I don't know. Since there are two states, when there is two states, more than one state, then there is a transformation, there is a change. That is why it is accepted. Swarupa jnata vastuto jnata ajnata swarupatva. Since you have two transformations, you know and you don't know, parinami chittam, the mind is that which transforms. The mind is that which takes different states. Yasya tu tadeva chittam vrishya tasya. And for whom the object, the mind becomes, takes to the form of the object, to him సదా జ్ఞాత చిత్త వృత్తయ తత్ ప్రభోః. పురుషస్య పరిణామిత్వాద్ సదా జ్ఞాత చిత్త వృత్తయ తత్ ప్రభోః. పురుషస్య అపరిణామిత్వాత్ సదా జ్ఞాత చిత్త వృత్తయ తత్ ప్రభోః. పురుషస్య అపరిణామిత్వాత్ సదా జ్ఞాతాః చిత్తవృత్తయః. ది చిత్తవృత్తి, ది థాట్ ఫంక్షన్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ నోన్. సదా జ్ఞాతాః. సో వాట్ డస్ దట్ ప్రూవ్? ది థాట్ ఫంక్షన్స్, సీ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది వరల్డ్, దే ఆర్ సమ్ టైమ్ నోన్ అండ్ సమ్ అదర్ టైమ్ దే ఆర్ అన్నోన్. బికాస్ వెన్ దే ఆర్ ఇన్ కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ ది మైండ్ దే బికమ్ నోన్, వెన్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఇన్ కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ ది మైండ్ దే ఆర్ అన్నోన్. So with this, the mind takes to one state which is known and another state which is unknown. Therefore, we understand, we conclude that the mind is parinami, that which transforms. Now, the thought functions happen in the mind. And each and every thought function, whether I say I know or I say I don't know, all these knowing and unknowing, both the thought functions are seen by the Purusha. Tat Prabhoho Sada Jnataha Chitta Vrattaya. It is always known. The thought functions are always known. By whom? Tad Prabhoho Purushasya. By its master. Prabhu means master. Who is the master? Who is the lord of this chitta? Purushasya, for the Purusha. Purusha is the master. Because then what does that prove? Purushasya Aparinamitva. The Purusha is one who does not transform. He is one who sees the knowing and not knowing both these states. Therefore, he is not, he is a person who does not transform. He is not the person who changes. We already saw that. Purusha is only, he is not neither Prakriti nor Vikriti. Prakriti is that which is cause. Vikriti is that which is effect. And there are, the Pradhana is only Prakriti. It is only cause. It is not an effect of anything. And the Panchabhuta, it is only Vikriti. It is only effect. There is no change. But in between Tanmatra, etc., they are Prakriti and they are Vikriti. Buddhi, it is Prakriti and it is Vikriti. It is Vikriti of the Mahata and it is Prakriti of the Tanmatras, etc. So, in this way, Prakriti, something becomes cause, something becomes effect, and something becomes cause and effect, both cause and effect. But Purusha is neither cause nor effect. We have already proven that. Now he says through the Sutra. Idi chittavat prabhur api purushah parinamate tada tad vishayaha chittavartaya shabdadi vishayavat jnada jnadaha sihu sada jnadattvam tu manasah tat prabho purushasya aparinamittvam anumapayati. Idi chittavat prabhur api purushah. If the chit, like the mind, the Prabhu, the master, the Purusha is also Parinamate, is also one who undergoes the transformation, then like the Chitta, Tataha, Tad Vishayaha, Chitta Vrattayaha, like the Chitta is sometimes knows the object, sometimes does not know the grasp the object. The same way, the thought functions which happen in the Chitta, Chitta Vrattayaha, Shabdadi Vishayavat, like the objects of the world, Jnata Ajnata Asyu. Sometimes it should be grasped, sometimes it should not be grasped, but it doesn't happen. Sada Jnata Tumtu. It is always known. Manasaha Vrattayaha, the thought functions of the mind is always grasped, always as a witness, this Purusha sees all the thought functions. Therefore, Aparinamittvam Anumapayati. This proves, by inference, you understand that since he is not going through any transformation, that Purusha is one who is the witness of all the transformations. Therefore, he is one who does not go through any transformation.